Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Making Sense of It All with Jesse Stakes. You know, I enjoy the game of golf as much as anyone out there, and the last several years have really given the game a shot in the arm. It's kind of like when you were a little kid and your mom booted you out of the house and told you to go play outside until the sun came down. The game has enjoyed an influx of new players, and with that has come new business opportunities. People want to express themselves, and they want to express who they are, and they do that through the clothes and shoes they wear, and they also do it in the game of golf by the type of bag that they choose and the type of head covers that they choose to protect their golf clubs. Well, my guest this week is Iggy Furtado. Iggy is the founder of Bankroll Golf. Bankroll Golf produces head covers and other accessories. Iggy took the game much further than most of us do, and he played competitively through college before trading in his golf bag for a briefcase and taking up a career in finance and real estate. Bankroll Golf has allowed him to connect his passion for the game and his day job while allowing so many of us to do the same. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Iggy Furtado. Let's jump right into it. Before I let you tell my audience what you what your product is, I'll tell you, for everyone out there, I, you know, just like everyone else, I'm looking through my Instagram at the time, and I'm looking at certain things. I'm a big golf fan. I'm passionate about it, and I saw your product kind of come across, and I was like, this is so cool. It matches who I am. It matches what I do, what I like to do, and so I shot you a message. You were kind enough to respond, and I wanted to thank you very much for joining me.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, as we kind of spoke a little bit, we both sort of had that finance background. You know, I'm also in finance. And yeah, it all started as a little hobby that sort of has started to grow. And now I'm looking to see more, you know, I'm trying to connect with more people that are also in finance and love golf. And I thought, which better way to, you know, mix both worlds together than create some money related golf head covers.
No, it's awesome. Yeah, it's so I guess we'll start there. You know, for everybody who doesn't know, tell us about Bankroll Golf. How did you get started? What do you do? Like, you know, it's like I Absolutely. Said, hits me in the feels right away.
So basically, like the way it started was I picked up golf at a sort of later stage, you know, and by later stage, I mean, like I was 17 when I started playing golf, right? So I was in high school, and then at the same time, my first job out of high school was working at a golf course. Got absolutely hooked with it, right? Went on, practiced every day, sun up to sundown if I wasn't working, and then went to play collegiate golf in Orlando. And at that time, right around that time when I graduated, I'm studying accounting at the time, I was gaming a Scotty. As you know, as everyone knows, the Scotty head covers are Scotty Camerons are the putter that you need to have in your bag. If you're gaming a Scotty, you know that you're making putts.
Well, yeah, I know a lot of guys who take 40 putts around, but they're gaming a $500 putter or a $2,000 putter, whatever it is.
Exactly. And you know, like, oh, it's going to make me, the hole's going to become bigger if you have a Scotty. It's not true whatsoever. But the one thing that you had to don on with your Scotty was the head cover, right? Well, one day I was putting around, and you know, I don't know, on a certain hole, and I forgot my head cover, and the last thing you want to do is damage your $500 cover putter. So basically I was freaking out, and I was like, how, I didn't want to pay another $100 for another Scotty head cover. So I decided to see how hard it could be to actually make my own covers. I've always been very entrepreneurial spirited. So like for me, anytime I have a problem, like I try to solve it myself. So I sketched up, you know, a couple of designs. And at that time, this was during like the Wall Street bets mania, right? So everyone was, you know, betting a bunch of money. The stock market was going through the roof. So there was this little Wall Street bets logo icon that I sketched out by hand. I got a sample done. It was a pretty easy process to get a sample done, pretty easy to design everything. And I started donning that, and I got some comments, you know, like, oh, that's a pretty cool cover. Where'd you get that? You know, it's like, sure. Oh, I started making them myself. So I saw that there was a little niche hobby slash business opportunity there. And like I said, I wanted to make it sort of fun to where you don't or no longer have just your stock head covers that come with any club that you purchase.
Right.
I wanted to add some personality to it. So that's kind of how it started. And now everything's done by me, essentially. Just I'm a one-man show here. I do the marketing, I do the product design and everything. And it's been fun. It's been fun.
That's really cool. Well, in your backstory, it really lends to kind of bankroll golf and what it stands for, because you're in finance. That's how you kind of what kind of inspired this, correct?
So I work for a commercial real estate private equity firm. And we can talk about that all day. But basically,
Another time, another podcast.
so I specialize in, real estate private equity. I'm in the finance side of the thing. So as I wanted to, as I started this company, you see a couple different companies. You see the ones that just market, the mass market everything. And I just wanted to create something that has a meaning behind the product,
Right.
and that's also something that you can sort of grow and branch out. So there's so many different money slash golf, aspects that you can go through, like designs that you can make and whatnot. So,
What's
as you
that old saying? There's riches in the niches.
right, exactly. So, as you know, like you want to start out if your niche isn't, too centralized, and it's gonna be tough. So you want to sort of start out in a very specific niche, and then as you sort of develop and master that niche, then you can slowly, branch out a bit more. But yeah, we just want to keep it in the finance sort of golf mix right now.
It's interesting because I really enjoy the game of golf. As you know, I am also in finance. That is how I make my living. The interesting part about it is, COVID kind of gave rise to, a huge boom for the game of golf. The game of golf was kind of hurting. They were losing players, they were losing people, and then everyone got kind of kicked outside. They said, get out of the house, get outside. And everyone, all of a sudden, or I don't want to say everyone, but a lot of people took up the game of golf. And they've discovered, a passion for it, a like for it. And I think one of the things that it seems like it's given rise to is people are looking for a way to kind of, bring their own identity to the game. And I think that that's something that you've really touched on for a certain sect of people. You're seeing that kind of pop up all over the place for different people, different identities. Talk to me a little bit about that. Why do you think that that's become so popular now versus, to your point, before people, if they had a Scotty Cameron head cover, they wanted everyone to know that they were gaming a Scotty Cameron, and they wanted to basically, they were rocking the name brands in the game of golf, and now people are looking to say, hey, this is who I am.
Yeah, so like, as you know, golf has always been sort of like, for lack of a better word, an elitist sport, right? So basically, if you didn't wear pants, you wouldn't be able to play. If you had any sort of color, or design, now you're looking at these shirts, what is it, Bad Bir or Birdie Golf or
Right.
these companies like that just make these awesome polos. And you're starting to see a bit more of that personality coming into the game of golf. And like you said, golf was in a tricky spot. You had an older demographic. It's always been hard to get the younger people involved in the game. During COVID, it explodes. Everyone starts realizing, hey, this game is actually pretty fun,
Right.
So as people in a younger demographic start to join, they start to add, their personality to it. How can we make the standard golf bag not look like my neighbors or my friends, So it's funny how you see, I mean, people had donned some beautiful like country club head covers that are just basic leather and whatnot, but now you're starting to see a lot more of the personality come out, and you see a bag and you're like, yo, this guy's actually pretty fun to play with, as you meet him on the first tee or something. But yeah, golf is sort of in like a tricky situation right now where you have a lot of people starting to pick up the game, but they've always been intimidated, right? Like there's sort of like an intimidation factor to a beginner player,
Right.
to it might be too costly or it's too hard to pick up, or I'm different, and it's like in reality, golf welcomes anyone, right? Like anyone can play the same, you play a different set of tees because it's welcoming for the different skill levels, right? You play different yardages depending whether you hit it long or hit it shorter. And now it's like people are starting to realize, hey, this is becoming more of a way to express myself. It's becoming more fun. So it's fun. It's great to sort of be part of that and be able to, decide, like, open up someone's eyes to the game of
Right.
golf and make it fun for them.
It kind of reminds me of the sneaker culture and kind of how it's, I mean, like there's always been people that have been involved in it. There's always been people that have been involved in golf, but now you're starting to see that creep into more mainstream. Like you're starting to see, like I walk around an office and I see people wearing Jordans, or I see them wearing Dunks, or I see them, people, and then not only are they wearing them, you've got companies that are now coming out with different styles or different colors, different things that it's not just something that is, it's not just for sneakerheads anymore. And golf isn't just for golfers anymore. It really is. They're finding a way. People always used to talk about, how do you grow the game? How do you, how do you get more people in? And everybody thought, oh, we'll start them as kids, or we'll start people, and like we'll make it easier. But I think that something that you touch on, and I think that something that other people are finding is you figure out a way to help people identify with the game, make it fun, but also make it feel like it's for them. Whereas don't make them feel like they're just a guest. Don't make them feel like they're just, you get to play somebody else's game today. It's their game too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're seeing a lot more with there's a couple of courses here that come to my head as I think of, like, there's one, my home course has a course where it's, sun goes down, you can still play. Just outside of it is a bar. Like, you can grab a beer and then you can go and you can play, a couple holes on a par three course. There's another one, same thing, where on their driving range, they're always blasting music. So you're starting to see golf go through a transitional phase right now, and it's great to allow people to, because the better it is. It's funny, when I was in high school and I was practicing and trying to play collegiate golf, I was spending all day by myself, right? I would put headphones on and I would just practice by myself. And I'd always ask my friends at the time, being 18, like, how come you guys don't play golf? They're like, it's boring. It's a boring sport. It's a sport for, older people and whatnot.
Right.
And and it's funny because now, like, I have 10 years playing golf, right? 10 years experience of golfing. And luckily, like, I've been able to practice and play pretty well, and I have friends who are just now picking it up. Like, how'd you get so good? And I was like, where were you when I was asking for a practice partner or something, like, and you're just
Right.
now, and you notice you had these 10 years where you could have been having a blast as well, so it's
Well,
great to see you pick it up.
and to your point, it's interesting. When I was in high school, and it was probably a lot longer before you were, but when I was in high school, it was baseball, basketball, football. And it was and kind of, I mean, there like I think that lacrosse was kind of on the rise in this area. But then golf has always been there. Golf has always been, but it was definitely looked at as an elitist sport or as a country club sport. And there was just not that, there wasn't that mainstream buy-in to the game. It always felt like it always felt like it was kind of a rich man's sport, if you will. But to your point, I think that they have done a very good job. And I don't even want to give one person credit, because I think that it really has been a cultural shift. But it really has become to where, and maybe you credit some of it to Tiger Woods and the people that he attracted to the game. Maybe you credit it just to the industry in general, with them realizing that they needed to appeal to a bigger audience. But to your, to the point of this whole conversation, golf doesn't necessarily feel like that anymore. Golf feels like a sport just like anything else, or a game that people can go out and have a good time playing. And I think that the other part of it is that they really have, especially in the last 5 years, I feel like technology is making golf easier for people to touch and people to get involved with. Whether it's simulators, if it's Topgolf, whatever it is, there are so many different ways to touch the game, to get involved, and to fall in love with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, golf's starting to, there's this tricky spot that it's in where costs are starting to go down in certain aspects, but there's certain costs, like, because COVID blew up the game, right? So a round is expensive. You're looking at least
Right.
$100 a round now, for a public course. So now, these people are like, oh, instead of spending $100 for a round of golf, how can I, replace that? And they found out about Topgolf. It's actually funny because I was at Drive Shack last night.
Okay.
I went to Drive Shack last night for a couple of hours and just hit, a bunch of balls. But yeah, it's like people go out and try to find different ways to replace sort of that $100 round, and whether it's, going to the range with music, or going to Topgolf or Pop Stroke. These places are starting to grow up, to blow up. And yeah, that's sort of how one of the ideas of my business, blossomed was, all right, if you don't want to spend $500 for a new putter, right? No one really wants to spend that much money for a putter that's not going to make the hole any bigger.
Very
But
true.
yeah, so like it's like they're starting to now find different ways to, maybe spend a little bit of money in terms of like personalization, right? So now you're seeing the covers, now you're seeing hats, shirts, and everything. So that's sort of kind of like how my product blossomed, because like we're thinking, I have 10-year-old irons, that I don't want to spend 2 grand for. So what am I going to do instead? Well, I'm going to get a bunch of different head covers or a bunch of, different polos instead, and then I'll just feel like a new person, Those irons
Right.
aren't going to anyways, but
Yeah.
yeah, you're seeing a lot of sort of the alternatives to just your typical spend money on the bag, spend money on the round type of aspect of golf. So it's great
Doubt. No doubt it's great. It's absolutely growing. So along those lines, where do you see things going for you? As far as I know that you have a lot of soft goods right now, as far as I mean, you're wearing the hat. You've got a pullover on right now as we're talking. The club covers that you guys produce are awesome. Is there anything else that's going to be other directions that you guys are going to go? Or are you guys going to just continue to evolve and continue to come out with new ideas and new creative ideas?
So the cool thing about the business right now is that we don't mass produce our head covers, right? So
Mm-hmm.
every head cover that's out on the site, every head cover that we make is limited production. So I make a certain amount. Once those sell, they're not coming back. So the cool thing about that is that you constantly have to think of new ideas. You constantly have to brainstorm. You constantly have to develop new designs. And I have, you should see my notes, app. It's just full of ideas. The thing is, as a business, when you're just starting out, you don't want to overwhelm yourself. You don't want to drown and offer too many options at once, right?
Right.
So we go through, basically, I create a design, I get it produced, and then I sell that design up until maybe I have like a quarter, a third remaining, and then I start the whole lead process again for a brand new design, right?
Okay.
I have a couple ideas. The goal for the company would be to become sort of your lead head cover, non-stock head cover maker, right?
Okay.
That would be like on the limited production side. I also want to start developing wholesaling covers to either golf courses, to corporate events, get them on shelves, type of thing, because there's two different options. As people want to have some personalization, but at the same time, if you're a member at a country club, you want to have something that says, Ponte Vedra Country Club or whatever. I just came up with one, I know, since you're located there in Jacksonville. But basically what you want to do is, like, I want to have two different revenue avenues, and they're two completely different, games that you have to do. One is more business to business. You're sort of trying to develop something that is going to appeal to a wider audience. And then I also have my niche product that goes straight specifically to people who find golf and finance, entertaining. So that's on the head of cover side.
Okay.
That, if we would like to do more of the soft goods, I have the hats done, because once again, it's like I come up with something, with an idea, and then it's like, how hard can it be to make a hat? And
Sure.
then I start developing a couple hats, put a sample on, get some, comments. Everyone loves it. and then I start making the hats. So I would like to do something on the apparel side eventually. I love what Malbon Golf is doing, with sort of like the mix between golf and streetwear type of
Okay.
thing. So would love to do that, but like I said, it's just want to focus on one thing at a time. Being that I'm sort of managing the production, I'm managing, the marketing and everything. Like it's tough to focus on so many avenues at once, So as of right now, we're doing limited production. I'm in a couple boutique retail stores, with a few products. There's one in Atlanta, there's a couple on the West Coast of Florida. Would love to get into some, golf pro shop, same thing. And it's, you walk into a pro shop, you're gonna see your regular TaylorMade or your public golf course head covers with the logo, but sometimes you want something different,
No doubt.
So I would love to do that as well. But that's just, it takes a little bit of time. So that's the goal eventually.
Well, and the product is cool, it's creative, it's you got a great story behind it. There's a collectability to it as well, as you said, that these things aren't, once they're out, they're gone. Like once everyone has bought them, then you're not going to come out with that design again. Something else is going to come out, something else is going to be unique about it. So I think that that's something, I think that's really cool. If people are interested, if people want to see the product, if people want to, if people want to purchase something, or if they want to take a look at it, where's the best place for them to find you?
Absolutely. So right now I'm running a website, www.bankrollgolf.com. That is going to be your most up-to-date product offering. As soon as something sells out, it automatically, reflects on the site. And then also on my Instagram at bankrollgolf on Instagram, everything is ran by me. So when you're interacting with my Instagram account, you're sort of interacting with me. So it's just like sometimes you look at some of these companies and they've gotten so big, and you're talking to someone in the Philippines, or you might not get have a an answer for a couple of days,
No doubt.
So it's like hopefully that I have that problem in the future where I have to sort of decide how to address that. But as of right now, every single comment, every single interaction you get, I get a notification on my phone immediately, So I try to kind of answer. I try to create a community behind the product. Because at the end of the day, another thing that I would love to do eventually is host like an annual golf tournament or something with everyone who's purchased a cover or anyone who wants to join. And I want it to be a community, right? We all have the same interests at the end of the day, right? If we're buying these products, my products, like we all have the same interests. So I would love to be able to create some relationships behind that,
No
and
doubt.
eventually make it like an annual trip or something, and have a Facebook group for it all. And they're like, hey, look at what showed up at my doorstep today, or like someone wanted a trade, or if someone wants to trade covers or something. It'd be awesome to have that. Like you had mentioned, there's a collectability behind these limited production covers. So hopefully would eventually build a community with it. But as of right now, the best place to find me is on our website, bankrollgolf.com, or through Instagram at bankroll.
I think that's awesome. And I think that, I mean, I can attest to your communication. Like I told you off air, your product caught my eye. I shot you a message on Instagram. You responded very quickly, very personably. It was easy. So no, I can attest that I think it's your customer service skills are second to none. So I
Thank you.
appreciate that very much. And I'm sure everybody who communicates with you does as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Like I said, everything is, we're trying to make this grow, this sort of make it familial, right? We're trying to grow it one step at a time, but at the same time, build some soul with it,
No doubt.
not just make it just another soulless business.
I love
So
that.
Once we finish this, like I'm gonna grab a cover, I'm gonna send it your way, and you're gonna be like, wow, this is actually pretty nice. And then eventually, this won't be the last time we talk, because like I said, it's we sort of build this relationship, and that's hopefully what I do with everyone. Would love to build a relationship with everyone behind product, because at the end of the day, like you look at something, you see a product, and then I've seen one out on my home course. Because like I've given them out or something,
Right.
you run against this person later on, 6 months down the road, and you see them still gaming it, and you're like, hey, like you feel some sort of honor behind
No,
that.
I totally agree. Totally agree. And there's a networking aspect to all of this, as far as to your point, the more community that you build, the more that people have like-minded interests, then you start figuring out what everybody else does. And you want to, and I've always believed people do business with people they like, and people do business with people they trust. And so the more they find that they have in common, whether it's through the game of golf or through anything else, but especially in this case, through identifying that they enjoy golf and they also have other things in common interest that products like yours really show, then it becomes more. I don't even know how else to say it, because it just becomes more.
Yeah, it's hard to put like a word to it, right? It just becomes, for lack of a better word, more. Like you said, it's just when you go out there, and Swag does a very good job of it. Hatch does a pretty good job of it, of creating this community. And like, hey, I just shot my lowest round ever, with these covers. This is the bag I had, and then you see like all these covers, and then you have other people just congratulating, like, congratulations, Jesse. And it's like, well, I've never met you, but we're sort of online friends,
Yeah, there's a relationship there. And then it's, just like any kind of networking or anything, it's your responsibility, or if you want to grow that relationship, that's the opportunity to.
So it's more than just a product that we that I keep saying we that I stand behind, like it's like I said, it's just not a dollar sign, even though my little logo has two dollar signs as eyes, but
Hey, I love it.
yeah, so that was a fun little project as well, trying to develop a little brand mark for the logo or for the company. But
No doubt.
that's for another day.
Well, Iggy, I really appreciate you coming on the show. I will make sure that everyone has links to your website and links to your Instagram when this gets posted everywhere, like all over social media. And I look forward to us continuing this and continuing to talk. And as you come up with new covers, new opportunities, I will absolutely make sure that my audience knows about it.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
I'm really so happy that I could have Iggy join me for this conversation. We didn't talk about it during the interview, but it's so cool how someone that has an idea can make it happen in today's world. The world's at your fingertips as long as you have an internet connection. You can create an idea and source the means to produce your good or service in ways that you've never been able to as a single person or a small business. That's another podcast for another day, though. Thanks for joining me again, Iggy. That's going to do it for us today. I'll catch you guys next time.